Field Test presents Field Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Field Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Eddie Bracken, and a truly fine actor of stage and screen, Boris Karloff, with Henry Russell in the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour. As we open, we find Eddie Bracken at Dottie's house at Malibu. The night is rainy and accompanied by thunder and lightning.
Oh, what a night. Just look at that rain come down.
Yeah, it's raining cats and dogs.
What was that?
Must have been a Great Dane.
I'm sure glad you came out tonight, Eddie. It's awfully scary being alone out here on a night like this.
Ah, nothing scares me. How about it? You want to drive into town and go dancing?
Not in this storm. Besides, look how cozy it is here. The fire is glowing, the lights are dim, and...
Dottie.
What?
Are you going to try and show me your etchings?
Now, Eddie, don't get any ideas. This has nothing to do with romance. I think of you as a pal.
Yeah, and I'm getting kind of tired of it, too. I don't see why you should treat me this way.
Oh, Eddie.
For your information, I got girls by the score.
Now, I saw you with a girl the other night, and believe me, the score was nothing to nothing.
Aw, Dottie, you're always kidding. Say, it does sound a little rough out. Maybe we ought to stay in. What'll we do?
Well, I just got a new book from the lending library, and I thought maybe you'd read it aloud to me.
Sure, I like to read aloud. Let's have the book.
Here.
The Grave Robber's Bloody Revenge. Sounds rather delightful.
Oh, come on, Eddie, start reading it.
Okay, chapter one. As Ivan Werewolf stood baying at the moon in the swamp, adjourning his patio, his wife, Penicillin Werewolf, whom he called... Streptomycin for short, was in the garden barbecuing an old sorority sister. Ivan was a fine figure of a man, his matted hair shining in the moonlight. One look at him, and you knew there was something different about him. He had three heads.
Just an average American husband. Go on, Eddie.
Yeah. Ivan, tired at baying at the moon, suddenly turned and said to his wife, Streptomycin? Streptomycin! What is it, dear? She replied. Hand me my pail and shovel. I'm going out and rob some graves. Robbing graves. Robbing graves. All you ever do is rob graves. Can't you stay home one night and watch television? No, he replied. That's too gruesome. So taking his pail and shovel, he headed for the graveyard where he started to dig and dig and dig and dig till suddenly he shoved. And by now, there were 18 bodies in the attic, 20 bodies in the basement, and 12 bodies in the living room. But there was still some room in the hall closet. So he picked up a meat cleaver, and Ivan stealthily crept towards his wife's room, and he was
Eddie, quit it. That stuff is frightening.
Yeah, it's getting to me, too. This is no night for that kind of stuff.
I should say not. Turn on the radio. Get some music.
Well, all right. Hey,
Music at Midnight is brought to you by Mortimer J. Sard, your handy neighborhood undertaker, who wants you to feel...
Eddie, involved. Turn that off!
Yeah, I'll get something with music. Oh, boy!
Yee-hoo! Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, you want to dance? Come on, we'll move the rub back here, and we'll... dance on the floor. You got something slippery to work on?
Ladies and gentlemen, the police have just informed us that a murderer is on the loose.
Murderer?
The suspect is 6 feet two, weighs 190 pounds, and has grayish hair.
6 foot two.
He committed a series of murders in San Francisco, Bakersfield, and Santa Barbara. The police were on his trail, but due to the storm, lost him in the vicinity of Malibu Beach. It is believed that...
San Francisco, Bakersfield, and Santa Barbara. And now he's in the vicinity of Malibu Beach. Eddie!
Forget it. What's there to worry about?
But this is Malibu Beach.
Now I know what's to worry about. Are the doors and windows locked?
Yes.
What was that?
Thunder.
No, I mean the stuff after the thunder. That's what I mean.
Sounds like a knock on the door. You'd better answer it, Eddie.
Oh, not me. No. It might be.
Oh, don't be silly. Murderers don't go around knocking on doors.
I guess you're right. I'll see who it is.
Good evening. I am Boris Karloff.
You say you're
Eddie, who is it?
Look for yourself.
It's Bob.
Be calm, my friends, be calm. I hate to intrude, but my car broke down outside your house, and I wonder if I can use your phone.
Well, I haven't got a phone.
Then I trust I may stay here until the rain ceases.
Well, I wouldn't mind, except...
Thank you, I knew you wouldn't mind. You see, I've been on a very long motor trip.
Where have you been?
Oh, I made stops at San Francisco, Bakersfield, and Santa Barbara.
It must have been a terrible trip.
Terrible? It was murder.
Back in 1939, there was a swell romantic tune that I'm sure most of you remember. Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and I ran through it the other day and decided it was just as good as new. Remember this? I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? What tears would fill my eyes? My heart would realize that our romance was true. I'll never love again.
Get the basket seal test.
Get America's favorite ice cream, Seal Test. It's so smooth and creamy, so fine-grained in texture, so rich in wonderful lip-smacking flavor, it outsells all other ice cream by a wide margin. Flavor for flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. Try the Seal Test Flavor of the Month, old-fashioned coconut ice cream, and you'll agree it's better in every way. For an ice cream treat that's tops, stop in wherever you see the famous red and white Seal Test symbol and...
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Hey, Donnie. Psst. Hey, Donnie. What? Look, while Karloff's washing up, let's beat him in your car.
Oh, stop being so afraid.
Look, Dottie, I realize it, that all of us has to go when the time comes.
Well, what about it?
Well, I'm afraid this guy's watch is fast. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, Eddie, be yourself. Boris Karloff is a well-known movie actor.
Yeah, and he just came down from San Francisco, Bakersfield, and Santa...
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop jumping at conclusions.
Well, he came down from there.
Well, stop jumping. Putting the cart before the horse.
Did you say horse or hearse? I tell you, I'm liable to get all mixed up with...
Ah, here we are. It's certainly nice and cozy in here. Reminds me of my own little cottage. A place where I've spent some of my happiest moments.
Well, where is your cottage?
In Death Valley. Well, tell me, why did you seem so frightened when I arrived?
Oh, I suppose it was a storm, and it's so lonesome out here.
Yeah, and the news flash we heard on the radio about the murderer who's loose.
Oh, so you heard about that, too?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, did you notice the police said the murderer had been to Santa Barbara, Bakersfield, and San Francisco?
Quite a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it?
You know, I just had a fascinating thought. Wouldn't it be odd if I were possessed of a split personality and without realizing it, I were actually that mad murderer? An amusing thought, isn't it?
Oh, Mr. Karloff, you kill me.
Dottie, don't be giving him any ideas.
Strange world we live in. A man collects coins, etchings, cigar bands, autographs, and nobody thinks anything of it. But let him start collecting corpses, and the human cry is enormous. After all, what is the difference between collecting corpses and stamps?
The size of the album.
Oh, I'm terribly tired from my trip. I could certainly do with a few hours' sleep.
Yes, you must be tired. It's getting late. The storm is still raging, so why don't both of you stay here overnight? There's several guest rooms upstairs.
Oh, Mr. Moore, you're really too hospitable.
That's what I say.
Quiet, Eddie. Follow me up these stairs, gentlemen, and I'll show you to your room.
After you, Mr. Moore.
Coming, Dottie?
This is your room, Mr. Karloff.
Thank you. Good night, and pleasant dreams.
Hey, Dottie, what's the matter with you? You crazy or something? Let's get out of here.
Oh, Eddie, don't be silly. This is your room. Now just go in and lock the door.
Yeah, this is dangerous, but I just got an idea. I know how we can fool Karloff. I'll sleep with my feet where my head should be.
You'll sleep with your feet where your head should be?
Uh-huh.
What good will that do?
Well, if he smashes my skull, I can repair it with a Blue Jay corn plaster.
I, Boris Karloff. I'd like to speak to you.
Just a minute while I put on a shroud. I'll be right out. Yes, what is it?
I hate to impose any further on you, but I have a favor to ask.
Certainly. What can I do for you?
I just happen to remember that I have a case in my car. The contents are perishable, and I wondered if I could place them in your refrigerator.
Boy, of course you can. What are they?
6 shrunken heads.
Shrunken heads?
Yes. I got them in San Francisco to add to my collection.
But can't you leave them outside?
Don't worry. They won't take up much space in the refrigerator. You see, they're shrunk to about 1/8 their former size.
But...
Don't bother yourself, my dear. I'll go outside to the car and get them myself. Sleep well.
Thank you.
Ah, my precious heads. I must keep you dry. There. Ah, the refrigerator. Now, in you go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oops. Sorry, Herman. Five, 6, there.
Clock. I can't sleep. Must be the rain. Maybe I'm hungry. Yep. Wonder if there's anything downstairs in the refrigerator. I'll go downstairs and look. Daddy usually has a lot of goodies around the house. Ah. Here we are. Now, let's see what's in the refrigerator.
If your birthday is next Tuesday, you're in good company, because it's the birthday of an old friend of mine and a wonderful guy, Richard Rogers. And by way of sending him greetings, I'd like to sing one of the great songs he wrote for South Pacific. Here it is.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as bright and as gay as a daisy, and may a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as horny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
I'm as bright and as gay as a daisy, and may a cliche coming through. Happy night pouring light on the dew.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, 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 I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
I'm telling you, pal, the stuff is real, see? We got a gold mine here.
A gold mine of goodness. That Seal Test old-fashioned coconut ice cream. Every luscious bite is rich with flavor. The tangy, nut-sweet flavor of fresh coconut. It's the real thing, all right. Famous Seal Test quality through and through. For a wonderful old-fashioned treat, get old-fashioned coconut ice cream. The Seal Test flavor of the month. And...
Hey, pal, I'm scaramming out of here, see?
Well, where are you going, chump?
I'm going straight, pal. Straight to my Seal Test soda fountain to...
Get the best, get Seal Test.
But, Dottie, I'm telling you, with that guy in the house, we're going to get up dead in the morning.
Oh, Eddie.
Think how hard it'll be to brush your teeth.
I still think you're going off the deep end.
Well, you wouldn't say that if you saw what I saw in the refrigerator.
I know all about it. That's his collection of 6 shrunken heads.
I know, but I don't want to make mine the 7th.
What are you afraid of?
Look, Dottie, I only wear a 5 7/8 hat now, you know.
Will you please calm down? He wouldn't want your head.
Oh, no. What's the matter with my head? It's better looking than any one he has in his collection. Except maybe the 3rd one from the left. What am I saying? Look, Dottie, we gotta do something.
Well, what would you suggest?
We gotta get some help.
There's no phone in the house.
There's only one way to do it. I'll just go out on the road and I'll fag the first car that comes along.
Well, it'll make you feel any better. Go ahead. I'm starting to feel a little spooky about the whole thing
myself.
All right,
Dottie, you stay here, and I'll go out, and I'll get some help, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello.
Whoops. Hello?
You seem surprised to see me.
Well, who are you?
I am a nameless stranger from the unknown void that lurks in the back of men's minds.
Eddie, who are you talking to?
A nameless stranger from the unknown void that lurks in the back of men's minds.
Well, what does he want?
I think he's working his way through an insane asylum.
Eddie, what are you talking about?
Well,
hello.
You are beautiful.
Thank you.
Your throat.
What about my throat?
It's so lovely, so white, so soft. My first wife once had a throat like that.
But what happened to your first wife's throat?
I cut it shaving.
Well, what can we do for you?
I've been journeying a long way and my car broke down.
Would it be that you've been to San Francisco, Bakersfield, and Santa Barbara?
How did you know?
Oh, we've been getting a lot of that business tonight.
Well, I'd like to be more hospitable, but you see, the house is pretty crowded now.
I understand. But if you would only permit me to rest a while and perhaps give me something to quench my thirst.
Certainly. Come in, won't you? Eddie, get the gentleman a glass of beer.
That will be fine. But be sure there's a head on it.
Well, I can't guarantee a head on the beer, but I can give you a head without the beer under it.
I would appreciate a glass of beer.
Oh, all right, I'll get it. Dottie, come on out in the kitchen with me. I don't know where the bottle opener is.
All right, we'll be right back, sir.
I'll be waiting.
Dottie, look, that's the guy.
This time I believe you're right.
Now, we got to do something about it. What'll we do?
Well, I've got a good idea. You jump on him, and I'll go get Karloff.
I got a better idea. You jump on him, and I'll go get Karloff.
Oh, Eddie, there's no time for arguing. Now, I'll go up the back staircase,
right,
and you go in there and give him his beer and I'll...
There. Now, we've got him all tied up. Quiet.
Believe me, you're going to be taken care of by the police.
Oh, Mr. Karloff, it sure is lucky you were here. I don't know what we would have done without you.
Oh, it was nothing, really. Now, I'll take him out to my car, and then I can turn him over to the police. There. I have him up over my shoulder. Goodbye, and thanks for everything. He's got such a nice little head, too.
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, I guess I took care of him.
You sure did. Mr. Karloff overpowered him, tied him up, and carried him out.
Well, I did my part.
Oh, sure. You should get a medal for the way you held the door open. Yeah, I'm sure glad this night is over.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, everything would be perfect now if that rain would only stop.
Yes, turn on the radio. Maybe you can get the weather forecast.
Yeah, okay. I'll turn it on right now.
And before we bring you the weather forecast, here is a brief roundup of the news. Dean Acheson arrived in Washington for a conference with the president.
Hmm.
Secretary of War Johnson is vacationing on the Potomac. Danny Kaye is en route back to the United States. Arrived in New York last night was Boris Karloff, who is on his way to...
Dottie?
Yes? I heard the same thing you did.
But if Boris Karloff is in New York, who is the guy that...
Yes, who was the guy who...
I beg your pardon.
Oh, you're back.
Yes. You see, I forgot something.
You did?
Yes. My six heads.
Well, the curtains have closed on another Seal Test Variety Theater performance. The tickets for next week's show are going to have another famous name printed on them, and in just a minute, we're going to tell you who it is. Right now, here's a fellow who's coming out on our stage for a few well-chosen words.
Of all the foods you buy, none gives you more for your money than milk, nature's most nearly perfect food. And when you buy National Dairy products, you get the very best. At all National Dairy plants, the greatest care is taken to assure highest possible standards for all our products. The most rigid sanitation rules are observed. And at plant laboratories, daily tests are made on purity, food value, and taste to make National Dairy products look good, taste good, and good for you. Always conforming to the highest standards. And National Dairy model kitchens are busy originating and testing new dishes, dishes that are appetizing as well as nourishing. Our home economists are constantly at work searching for new ways to utilize the high food value in milk. Day after day, the search continues for ways to improve our service to the public, to keep costs low, and National Dairy products high in quality. And here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Next Thursday, Seal Test Variety Theater is playing host to a very nice tough guy with whom I've just recently finished a picture called Manhandled. He's my very good friend, Dan Duryea. To our guest star tonight, Boris Karloff, our sincere thanks. Boris, your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And now, folks, for Eddie Bracken, Frank Nelson, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us next Thursday at the same hour. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.